Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. Well, now I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. Well, now I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. In this episode, we're talking about something we all face, fear. But more importantly, we're talking about how to live beyond it. The message today is called Fearless Living, and it's all about finding courage, strength, and peace in God when life feels overwhelming. So take a deep breath, settle in, and let's go straight into the message and discover the truth that might just shift your whole perspective. Again, the topic is Fearless Living. And the Bible text is from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Hello there. I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're starting your morning, taking a break during your day, or winding down in the evening, I believe this message is going to speak right to your heart. Today, we're looking at a powerful and freeing topic, fearless living. Let me start by taking us back to one of the most thrilling stories in Scripture. It's found in 1 Samuel chapter 17. You probably know it well, the story of David and Goliath. But I want you to listen with fresh ears today. Picture this: Israel's army is paralyzed with fear. For 40 days, Goliath, a Philistine giant over 9 feet tall, comes out every morning and evening, taunting them, mocking them, daring someone to fight him. And what does Israel do? They run, every single time. Now here comes David, a teenage shepherd boy sent by his father just to bring food to his brothers. But David hears the giant's threats, and instead of fear, he's filled with holy courage. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 32, he says, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Wait, what? A boy with a sling and 5 stones is volunteering to fight a warrior trained from his youth? Here's what made David different. He didn't let fear make the decision. Faith did. Let me ask you something right now. What giants are standing in front of you today? Maybe it's a tough decision, a medical report, financial struggles, anxiety, or just the unknown of tomorrow. What voice is louder in your life right now? Fear or faith? David shows us something powerful. Fearless living doesn't mean the absence of threats or fear. It means trusting God more than we trust our fear. Psalm 27 verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Isn't that freeing? Let me pause and ask, what's holding you back from living fearlessly? Is it the opinion of others? Is it the fear of failure? Maybe you're afraid of stepping out because you're not sure if God will come through. David wasn't fearless because he was strong. He was fearless because he knew who went with him. He said to Goliath, "You come to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord Almighty." 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 45. That's the secret sauce right there. Fearless living begins when we know whose name we carry. God is still raising up Davids today, people who choose faith over fear, even when the odds are against them, people like you. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, Paul reminds us, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." That spirit lives in you. So, what would your day look like if you lived like you actually believed that? What bold step would you take? What fear would you finally face and say, You're not the boss of me anymore. Here's your challenge today. Take one step, just one. Do something today that fear has tried to talk you out of. Call that person. Send the email. Apply for that opportunity. Say yes to the thing God has been nudging your heart about. As we close, I want to leave you with this thought. You are braver than you feel, stronger than you think, and more equipped than you know, because the same God who gave David victory is with you. Right now, let's take a moment to reflect. What fear has been holding you back? What does fearless living look like for you today? Are you willing to trust God enough to take one bold step? All right, my friend, I want you to head into the day with courage. Don't shrink back. Don't play small. Walk forward with your head high and your heart full, knowing God goes before you. Go be bold. Go be brave. And go living fearlessly. Until next time, keep walking in faith. You've got this because He's got you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us today that we are not called to live in fear, but in faith. Just like you gave David the courage to face Goliath, we ask for that same boldness to rise in us. Strengthen our hearts. Lord, help us to trust you more than we trust our fears. We lay down every anxiety, every doubt, and every what if at your feet. Fill us with your peace and power. Remind us that you go before us, that you are with us, and that with you, we are never alone. As we step into today, may we walk boldly, speak courageously, and live fearlessly, knowing that you are our strength and our shield. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending this time with me. Be blessed, be bold, and keep walking by faith. Until next time, stay rooted in truth and keep your spirit lifted.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Joshua chapter 11, chapter 12, and chapter 13, and for the evening, Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 32. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.